5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How about the Yankees? They took 2 of 3 from the Red Sox this weekend in the Boogie Down Bronx. The Yankees had a mini slump, their worst of the season, and then they end the first half with 2 huge wins over the Red Sox on Saturday and Sunday. Our boy Ace Ventura, Gerrit Cole, struck out 12. Carpenter drove in 3 more runs. And the Yankees beat up on the Red Sox 13-2 on Sunday. And that was after winning 14-1 on Saturday. It was crazy. Chris Sale broke his left pinky finger in the first inning when he got an Aaron Hicks line drive right off of his glove. The Bombers reached double-digit runs for the 16th time this season. And they went to the break with a major league best record of 64-28. Think about this. Their 64 wins matched the 2018 Houston Astros for third most prior to the break since the All-Star game started in 1933. New York outscored Boston 27-3 Saturday and Sunday. They had lost 5 of 6 before that, and 3 of those were in extra innings. Cole sent Rafael Devers to the dirt with a 99-mile-an-hour heater on his first pitch to the big bopper from the Red Sox. Remember the last time he faced him, July 7th, he had 2 homers in Boston. Devers glared at Cole down on the dirt, got up, and then got struck out on a high fastball. Cole gave up 2 runs, 3 hits over 7 innings, his 4th straight win. He also had his 13th game of his career with double-digit strikeouts and no walks. And there's only one guy in front of him in the record books in that department, and that's Randy Johnson. He's 2 behind Johnson, Cole. Judge had 2 singles. He finished the first half with 33 home runs, tied with Roger Maris for the franchise record before the break. The Red Sox beat 3 Yankees, Judge, Rizzo, and LeMahieu, after Devers hit the deck. LeMahieu got it off his left elbow in the 8th inning. He left the game, and Boone said he's going to be all right. Carpenter's been on fire for the Yankees. He did it again Saturday night, a couple of big home runs Sunday, an RBI ground out in a 3-run first inning, also a 2-run double into the corner in the 8-run fourth. The guy drove in 10 runs over the last 2 games of the first half, 34 RBIs in 31 games since joining the Yankees in late May. How about this guy the Yankees put in right field, Tim LeCastro? He hit a 2-run homer off Diekman in the 4th inning, and he tore his ACL a year ago when he crashed into a wall in Boston in foul territory. The guy went 3-for-5 with 2 stolen bases in the game on Sunday. LeMahieu and Judge started New York's huge inning with RBI singles and then scored on Carpenter's double. Hicks hit a pair of RBI singles. And I told you the one hit Sales left pinky, broke that. That liner was doing a 106 when it smashed off his hand. Sales said, "Soon as I hit the ground, I look down, the finger's gone. It sucks." And look who hit a home run Sunday. Ernest and Julio Gallo, your boy Joey Gallo, a 2-run shot. Everybody felt great for him since he hasn't had a hit in 3 months. The rookie Jeter Downs hit a 2-run homer to left off Cole in the third. He also singled in the game. The homer was his first in the majors. The Sox concluded the first half with a loss in 6 of 7 games. They finished the first half on a 6-for-14 slide. They're 16.5 games behind the Yankees in the East. Before they started slumping, Boston had won 19 of 23. Saturday in the Yankees, 14-1 blowout of the Sox. I mean, it started early and often. Devers had homered to start the game in the first. And then bottom of the first, Donaldson grounded out to third. Judge scored. It was 1-1. Then Carpenter homered to right. Rizzo and Stan scored. It was 4-1. In the fifth, Judge homered to left 400 feet. It was 5-1 Yankees. And then Carpenter homered to right 363 feet. Rizzo and Stan scored. It was 8-1. Then in the sixth, all rise. Judge homers to center. 444 feet, a massive shot. LeMahieu scored. It was 10-1. Then Carpenter walked. Rizzo scored. Donaldson went to second. Stanton to third. Then Stanton scored. Hicks safe at first on a throwing error by Dahlbeck, who was playing third. Carpenter to second. Donaldson to third. At that point, it was 12-1 Yankees. Then Kiner Falefa singled to center. Carpenter and Donaldson scored. It was 14-1. Oh, my God. They were just killing them. Our boy Jameson shots a Tyone. Went 6 innings. Gave up 2 hits. 1 earned run. Struck out 5. His ERA is 3.86. Weber came in and pitched 3 innings for his first save for the Yankees. The Red Sox had used Pivetta, he was the loser. He gave up 7 runs, all earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 home runs, his ERA 4.50. They also used Hernandez, Ort, Sawamura, Davis, and Diekman. I mean, Saturday, Carpenter just went off. He hit 2 home runs and drove in 7 runs. Saturday was the Yankees' 28th comeback win. Judge's home run Saturday, one of them was a solo shot off Pivetta in the fifth and a 2-run blast against Ort in the sixth. Carpenter's 7 RBIs matched a career height. He did it at the Cubs June 12th as well. Friday night, the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the first game of the series 5-4. Devers started the game in the first with a home run to center 403 feet. So he did it Friday night. He did it Saturday night. And then Sunday, Cole threw at his head. It was 2-0 Boston after 1. In the third, Giancarlo Stanton homered to right, a 398-foot shot. LeMahieu and Rizzo scored. The 3-run shot gave the Bombers the 3-2 lead, but Vasquez homered in the fourth to tie it to left field, a 390-foot shot. Then in the seventh, Dahlbeck homered to left, 391-foot. It was 4-3. Then in the Yankees' ninth, last chance, Kiner Falefa grounded into a fielder's choice to the catcher. Torres scored on the throwing error by Houck. Kiner Falefa went to second. Carpenter saved a third on the air. It was 4 apiece. Then in the 11th, Bogaerts scored on Michael King's wild pitch, and that was it. Boston won it 5-4. So after winning the last two of the set, Saturday and Sunday, the Yankees lead over the Rays is 13. Tampa's won 6 of 10 going into the break. Toronto's 14 and a half back. They won 3 straight to go to the break, 5 and 5 and 10. Boston, as I told you, 16 and a half out, 3 of 10, lost 2 in a row. And the Orioles are 18 games out, but they've won 8 of 10, but did lose their last game before the break. The Twins lead the Central by 2 games over Cleveland. The White Sox 3 back. Cleveland won 3 in a row going into the break, 6 of 10 overall. The White Sox had won 7 of 10 and did win on Sunday. So there you go. They're still in it. And then in the West, the Astros by 9 games over Seattle. Of course, the Mariners have won 14 games in a row. They have been on fire. Everybody else in the West is shot. Texas 17 and a half back, lost their last 4. Angels 20 and a half back, lost their last 3. A's 28 games back, and they won their last game before the break. In the National League, the Mets by 2.5 over the Braves. The Mets won 6 of their last 10 going into the break. The Braves, 7 of 10, but lost on Sunday. So Atlanta, 2.5 back. Phillies, 8.5 back. The Phillies won 3 straight going into the break, 6 of 10. Marlins, 14 back. Nats, 27.5 back. They won 1 of their last 10. The Brewers lead the Cardinals by 0.5 game in the Central. Cards won their last 2 before the break, 6 of 10. Meanwhile, the Brewers lost 3 straight to the Bucks, and 7 of their last 10 they've lost. The Pirates are 11 games out in third. Cubs 14.5 out in fourth. Reds 15 out in last place, but they've won 6 of 10. Cubs have won 1 of 10. Bucks split 5-5 in their last 10. The Dodgers lead the Padres by 10 in the West. Giants 12.5 out. Rockies 18.5 out. And the D-backs 21 back. The Giants won 3 straight to end the first half and 7 of 10. But the Dodgers won their last 4 and 9 of 10. While the Padres have gone 4 and 6 and 10 and lost their last game before the break. Can't wait for the All-Star game. And then the second half starts Thursday.